Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Which I ask you, Drew Hill, who covers our local NBA franchise, thoughts on Ben Simmons as a possible Memphis Grizzly? It's been floated out there.
Stop it. For now, we're going to put a halt on this for the moment. If you look at the way that the Grizzlies are set up, they have a potentially huge summer ahead of them at this point, right? You have the potential to end up with three first-round draft picks. You've got the potential to end up with more than $20 million in cap space. You've got guys coming off the books at the end of the season. Kyle Anderson's contract will be up. Tyus Jones will have a contract that's up. You're going to have a potential for a Ja extension starting next year. It sets up for a huge summer. And Ben Simmons wants to get this deal done right now. It's not as advantageous for the Grizzlies to do this deal right now, because then you would have to give up a little bit more, right? Versus you could just sign a guy, or you could go out and make a trade for one of these guys and have more space to be able to bring them back. And while I don't think that you should say that Ben Simmons is a bad player or he doesn't belong in the Grizzlies,
you'd want to have Ben Simmons on your team.
If you can bring in an all-star player and put him next to Ja Morant, that'd be great. You also have some conflict there with Ben Simmons playing a lot of point guard. And you don't really want another non-shooter with Ja there in that position. But if you can bring in an all-NBA talent, I think you do it. I just don't know if now is the time. The timing just doesn't feel right for the Grizzlies at the moment. And Ben Simmons, clearly, based on the fact that he doesn't want to go to training camp and doesn't want to, show up, wants it done now.
Basically, you're saying that the Grizzlies at some point likely are going to go all in.
They're going to go big on
something. They're going to go big on something.
Someone, yeah.
This isn't the right move to go in all in.
It just doesn't feel like it is.
It doesn't to me either. I would rather think that, and it could, listen, Ben Simmons, maybe that's the only kind of player that you're ever going to be able to track to Memphis, because this situation popped up and he's disgruntled and okay, let's strike while the iron's hot. We can get an all-star. Fine. But I like to believe that there's going to be bigger stars out there that the Grizzlies are going to be
able to. Ben Simmons or Brad Beal, who would you rather have?
Of course, Bradley Beal.
Right.
Yeah, it's not even close.
You're going to be in a good position in the offseason to go try to get a big-time score, and it feels like that's what you need. Ben Simmons does a lot of things great. Kyle Anderson does a lot of those things. Kyle Anderson plays good defense and is a good passer for his size. He's not Ben Simmons, but, you don't view that style of player as the person that's going to take the Grizzlies from good to great.
The counter argument is going to be, well, you're Memphis, you can't attract big time free agents.
They're not setting up to go get a free agent. I think they're setting up to make a big trade.
Right. But you also got to keep them here. I mean, but likely they'll have a guy on. But I'm just saying, I think that if they're going to swing, they have a better chance of waiting for the alternative as opposed to Ben Simmons, right?
Agree. And the other point to this is Tyrese Maxey reportedly was maybe could be included on the deal. Also has Rich Paul as his agent. Just something of note.
Yeah, I'm seeing everyone say the Kings. is like the best landing spot.
Yeah, I think the Kings would be a good trade partner for I think that they're probably a good match because you could have Ben Simmons and Davion Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox backcourt, which mm-hmm. would be pretty impressive.
It would be.
And if you're Philadelphia, you could get a guy like Tyrese Halliburton who could be, you know, your future at that position, and then get a guy like Buddy Hield who still has some value too. So sure. I like that trade.
Yeah.
Story number four.
Bonnaroo has been canceled.
Yeah, not for COVID, surprisingly.
No, they got canceled last year because of COVID. Bonnaroo is obviously the massive music festival that's in Tennessee. I'll just read you. This is because of the hurricane that they're having to do this. I'll read you what they said. We're absolutely heartbroken to announce we must cancel Bonnaroo while this weekend's weather looks outstanding. Currently, Centaroo is waterlogged in many areas. The ground is incredibly saturated on our toll booth paths, and the campgrounds are flooded to the point that we are unable to drive in or park vehicles safely. We've done everything in our power to try to keep the show moving forward, but Mother Nature has dealt us a tremendous amount of rain over the past 24 hours, and we've run out of options to make the event happen.
That's got to be heartbreaking.
That's
for some
yeah.
people.
I thought this was coming because I saw yesterday that they cut down like half of the camping grounds and were saying we'll refund your tickets like if you're not gonna come. And so I was like, okay, this is like this thing's shaping up to be a disaster for them. So they're canceling 2 years in a row. Bonnaroo's been canceled. Have you ever been to Bonnaroo?
Never. I'm not a big music festival guy, but. I know a lot of people that do and really enjoy going to
Bonnaroo. Well, I mean, I like music festivals. The reason I never gone to Bonnaroo is because you have to wait on that highway for like hours to get in. And I get it. Like that's what they did at Woodstock. Like, but come on, man, it's 2021. Like, nobody wants to wait on the highway for, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours to get into a music festival.
I still have not done Beale Street Music Fest. I think I told you this earlier. Yeah, it's just
how long have you lived here now?
This is my third year.
Okay.
We didn't have it one. I had two chances.
Yeah.
The problem is I grew up in Louisville, and that's the same weekend as Derby every year, and I've gone to Derby my whole life. So I still try to make it
Derby. You're wearing your hat right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my Churchill Downs hat right now.
That makes sense. I forgot you're a huge Derby guy.
That's
your Bonnaroo.
Yeah, that's
your
Bonnaroo.
Music fest.
I saw Fall Out Boy at Derby one time.
Are you joking?
No,
is that really?
Did.
Fall Out Boy played at the Kentucky Derby.
It was a free concert. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
that's
whatever.
Pretty cool.
I mean,
right on, man.
Fall Out Boy. You know.
Was it fun?
They're all right. Yeah. No, okay. I go there to just drink bourbon and smoke cigars and bet on horses.
Like, that sounds like a good time.
That's what I prefer to do.
I'd rather do that than go to Bonnaroo too, I think.
Really? Well,
yeah.
You got to get there, and like it's fun. Like it's sightseeing. All the girls are dressed up real nice. Like it's great. It's a really good time.
Okay.
You would really enjoy it.
That's a bucket list.
All right. When we come back, we'll get to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
One of the things I love about betting on FanDuel Sportsbook is that you get more than one shot to swing for the fences. Right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back in site credit each day. All you got to do is place a minimum five-leg baseball parlay, and if it falls one leg short, you get up to $25 back with parlay insurance, which is just one of the awesome opportunities waiting for you at FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's because they've got great odds on all different betting markets and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every single game day. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And in addition to the parlay insurance, if you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users can place their first bet risk-free. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older in President Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making a splash. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Whoa, look at that.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. When you find your new Chevy and hit the open road, you unlock a summer of possibilities. Very well-qualified buyers can enjoy no monthly payments for 120 days on 2021 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab pickups. Plus, get 2.49% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available in Pennsylvania unless combined with 0% APR. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $14.97 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 6.1%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 8/31/21.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville, or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
Mid-South, get ready to enjoy your summer in style sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get all-wheel control system, pedestrian detection, lane departure warning, and five-star safety rating with your 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross SE. We Gossett, $209 a month. Get advanced technology with My Pilot Assist, 7-passenger and fun-to-drive 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett, $229 a month. And they're all powered by our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's time to get your groove on at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Full 48-month leases, $10,000 per year, $750 loyalty rebate, $500 military rebate, $250 Ally Military CCRA Cross, NZ003186, MSRP 27725, Outlander NZO19057, MSRP 20,080. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people. And now I'm making the best app. The Caesar Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar Salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, we have a predicament. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea what the predicament is because I've been writing a column. What is the predicament?
Ja Morant needs to buy a dog.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I tweeted Gus at him, but Gus is not for sale. Gus, one-year-old birthday, by the way.
Who do you think today? Gus would prefer his dad be? You or Ja Morant?
I think Gus, I'll be honest, would prefer me
as his dad to
Ja Morant as his dad. I'm not sure how an experienced, if Ja's an experienced dog owner. And the other thing is Ja's on the road a lot, you know?
That's true. Oh, yeah.
I'm here a lot. And here's the truth. Like, does Ja, and this is a critical question, does Ja let the dog sleep on his bed? You know? Does, you know, Ja let the dog sit in the front seat of the car?
I feel like Ja's a pretty loyal guy. I think the answer to those would be yes.
I'm sure he's a loyal guy, but there's loyal people who don't, you know, who have different standards about their dogs. Just today on his birthday, was Ja going to be out there at the Shelby Farms dog park like Grayson Allen was with his dog? I don't know. You know,
Would you crap on Ja Morant if he got a hypoallergenic dog like you did Grayson Allen?
I wouldn't say it's not a hypoallergenic dog. It's, if you want to get a poodle, get a poodle. If you want to get a mutt, which is fine, get a mutt, but go to the shelter and do it. Don't get a doodle. That's true. That's my position on my very controversial take on doodles. I have no problems with dogs of any sort, but the designer breed is what, you know, literally think you can breed anything and get all the best qualities out of it. And is disrespectful to the poodle, and it's arrogant on the part of the people. So I'm anti-doodle. I'm a well-established anti-doodler. But even then, I didn't blame the dog for that, Grayson's dog for that. Lovely little dog, not as good-looking as my dogs, but nice dog. And I do think it's best. I mean, we do. If you're going to adopt, that's what Ryan Silverfield does. He's a big supporter. He would say adopt. I think Josh should probably adopt, because there's a lot of dogs who need homes at the animal shelter or somewhere at rescues, and I think he could find a lovely dog and adopt, and he should. But I don't think Gus would trade his lifestyle here.
He does live a lavish life. He does.
He does live a. That's the thing. The other day, I brought him to the radio show, for various reasons that I'm not going to get into. But I brought him into the radio show, and I just left him in the minivan for 2 hours. Gary would say this is cruel, and I just left the car running the whole 2 hours so he could stay nice and cool, with the AC on. He was hanging out. I went to see him during every break, and sometimes you bring him in because Jeffrey likes him. I'm a very good dog owner, and I think my dogs like living with me. What's the dilemma?
Well, I mean, he's just looking for a dog. What kind of dog should
the dilemma?
What kind of dog should he get?
Well, I honestly thought it was kind of a strange tweet. It said, "Anyone? What did it say? What was it? Who in Memphis sells dogs?"
Something like that.
I don't think that is the best way. I mean, honestly, I don't think that's the best way to go about your dog research, is to just tweet out who in Memphis.
Listen,
sells dogs.
Jaw is a busy guy. He has to crowdsource.
I know, but I think you've got to be responsible about this. Not that he's being irresponsible, but you should know, like, okay, what kind of dog suits my lifestyle? And even if you're going to get a shelter pup, which would be great, like, what sort of a shelter pup should I be looking for? A big dog, a small dog, a really active dog? Do you want a dog? Like, here's the thing. GP loves dogs, and I love dogs, but we love very different kinds of dogs. GP likes his dogs basically
small
and totally undemanding. You know, he just wants a dog that will lie there and just sit on your lap, basically. Gary wants a lap dog, and that's fine. Other people want a dog that they can go running with. Other people want a dog that's going to defend their house, their territory. Other people, you know, there's lots of different things. And so I think you have, it's not just, hey, who's selling dogs? Like, well, what does that even mean?
I have breaking news, actually.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The tweet has been deleted. John Morant, no, apparently.
Oh, no.
He no longer needs a dog.
No, I think what happened
I bet
was,
he got flooded with adopt.
He just was listening to 92.9 and he realized that when I was saying that he should approach it in a different way, he realized, you know, that's probably right. No, actually, what probably happened is that he was probably counseled that that's not the right way to get a dog. Don't you think?
Potentially.
Yes, I saw the comments. That is why
he
deleted
just got
that.
A lot of response. Yeah.
What were the comments?
Oh, that you should adopt. That was a lot of the comments, yeah.
Well, that's fine, and I mean that's a good comment. Those are fine comments. That people, I don't think people were being rude when they said that to him. They were just urging him to adopt because there's a lot of dogs here. I mean, I Ryan Silverfield is one of his main, he's the things of which he's supportive. Is the folks at Memphis Animal Shelter and the good work they do, and he's of course had his offensive lineman out there. Back when he was offensive line coach. And so I think that was fine for people to say, you should adopt. I don't have any problem with that. But I think a dog is a responsibility. A dog is a giant responsibility. That is just true. The trade-off to me is absolutely worth it, but it's a giant responsibility. The dog is there all the time. As when you first wake up, when you go to sleep, well, you know, you can't go on the road, you can't go on a trip. You know, you have to figure out what you're going to do with the dog on a trip. You got to get the vaccinations. Here we are, vaccinations again. Like, a dog is a responsibility. When lots of people get a dog, they get married, and then they'll get a dog first as sort of a pretend child. And they sort of, how are we going to do with responsibility here?
And then a year and a half later, then they start having kids or something like that. Because a dog is like, it's not exactly like a kid, but it is a responsibility.
Yeah, I have a goal. I think that I will end up getting a dog like within a year. But I have thought about the challenges of that, because for me, if I'm traveling for Grizzly stuff, if we ever go back to that world, you know, then it's costing me a lot of money. It's a lot out of pocket for a dog.
Well, yeah, see, I would not feel comfortable. I know lots of people do, and I'm not judging people who do, but I don't leave my dogs. It's very rare that my dogs will go 7 hours without you know, just sitting around for 7 hours at home. You know, if I think my dogs are going to be alone for more than, you know, 3 or 4 hours, I'll make sure someone goes over to let them out, play with them, whatever else. And so, yeah, for folks who have a 9-to-5 job, or let's just say you were traveling, and there was no one, you know, to let the dog out during the day. Well, the dogs can go a whole day. They're fine. Some do fine with it, particularly more sedentary dogs. But there are dogs that need a lot of exercise and don't really love sitting around the house for 8 or 9 hours a day. So you'd have to figure that out.
Yeah,
particularly when they're puppies too. If you get a puppy, like puppies can't go that long. Puppies need, you know, need to go out and pee every couple hours just to be house trained.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. We'll see. It remains to be seen when I decide.
If let's just think about it though. If Ja Morant were getting a dog and he were adopting a dog, but let's pretend that this magical shelter that we're talking about has every kind of dog available to adopt, okay? Every kind of dog is available at this magical shelter to adopt. What kind of dog do you see him with?
This is the question I asked you and you didn't answer, but I would say I see him with a big dog. Like, it's got to be.
I see him with a big dog. John's like, not going to. He at least a medium-sized dog. John's not going to have a little dog. He's not going to have a little dog. Is he going to have a Doberman Pincher? Is he going to have a German Shepherd? Do you see him with a tough dog? Like
a tough dog.
A furry dog?
Oh, yeah, what? Definitely a tough dog, for
like
sure.
Like, you don't see him with a Golden Retriever?
No. Yeah.
Or you want a tough dog, like a Rottweiler.
Yeah, I could see him with a Rottweiler or maybe like a Bloodhound. That'd be cool.
A Bloodhound.
Yeah.
I don't you think it would be kind of nice if he had something just completely different?
What about a Mastiff? What about like an English Mastiff?
English Mastiffs are great dogs. They're great dogs. They're giant. I knew an English Mastiff quite well once. And the problem with English Mastiffs is they slobber like crazy, and it's like this. The one that I knew had this black tar almost, like would sling his head, and would get like there'd be slobber on the roof or on your big screen TV or on the ceiling because he'd just shake his head and this stuff would go flying everywhere. And as bad as my dog's hair is, the slobber on one of those, an English Mastiff, is really quite extraordinary. So I don't know. How about a bulldog?
Yeah, but I want
like an English bulldog.
Not big enough.
You want a boxer? You want a boxer? A little more athletic?
Yeah, I'm thinking
English bulldogs are like the best. I had one, and he was my favorite dog ever.
English bulldog. The thing is, did you want a more active dog? How active was your English bulldog? You just sat there, right?
No, I could get when he was younger, he would run around and play a lot. Yeah, but I mean, as they get they decline quick.
I think they're cute as hell. I love English bulldogs. I've never, because they're so unhealthy, I haven't ever gotten one, but I do think they're cute as hell. Just you want to thump on them, you know.
Well,
there's just no better. Blue. How many other?
Yeah, Butler Blue.
And there's Blue.
Yeah.
And like there's
Mississippi State
mascot.
Mine was like the Mississippi State one. He was like
the
brown and the white.
Mississippi State one?
I don't know. Uggas, Georgia, and I don't know the Mississippi State Bulldog's name.
I should This is embarrassing that I don't know.
It's probably like cowbell or something.
No.
Someone, just Google it. Come on, man. We have Google.
Bully. That's my bully. Name. Bully.
What?
Bully.
Bully?
Yes, B-U-L-L-Y.
Oh, bully. I see. Bully. Like the bulldog. Okay.
Yes.
I can go with that. That's bully. Bully's cool.
Yeah. Before we go too far down the dog thing, though, I want to ask you about Penny, because that was I thought Penny and Rashid Wallace were both pretty good today. Anything strike you in particular?
Well, the Rashid Wallace stuff was just great. Just seeing him there, he's sort of wearing a Memphis shirt, wearing a Memphis hat. His hat was kind of crooked. Just the idea that was Rashid Wallace on a Zoom as a Memphis assistant was just kind of surreal and funny. And wonderful. And then he's just totally blunt. He's like, I want to help these guys make some money. You know, he said that twice. And so I really enjoyed Rashid Wallace. He also said he did not come up with Ball Don't Lie. Everyone wants to say that he invented it, but he didn't. He just popularized it. And he said he did not invent being a big man shooting threes. It was Cliff Robinson and Derek Coleman. And he was just copying them. But he was great. He was great. And so I thought that was entertaining. With Penny, you know who always asks good questions?
Who?
Clayton Collier always asks good questions. And, like, I really do. On the press conference, I'm always grateful when he asks a question because it normally produces something that I might quote. And when Penny was asked, and it's a little bit cliche, but, you know, here we are again, number one recruiting class, all of this, do you want all the smoke? And I just liked Penny's answer. He said, yeah, I'm not going to back down from that. And I thought that was great. And I wrote a column sort of about that. Penny has never made any apologies for thinking his team is good and thinking that it has a chance to win a national championship. And people can laugh all they want about that last team, but the reason it wasn't good was because James Wiseman didn't play. That's why it wasn't good. It's not like they failed. And so for Penny to come back and say, yeah, and now, by the way, I also have veterans. I'm more confident because I've got veterans. No, thanks very much. Yes, I still want the smoke, thanks. I thought that was, you know, I thought it was appropriate. One of the things you see is that you see all these stories, and there was another one in CBS today, Penny under pressure to win now. And I've already read two of them. Dan O'Neill wrote one. Today, CBS wrote one. There's going to be 100 more of those before the season begins. And they all kind of miss the point, which is, no, he's under no pressure to win now in the sense of, like, any other coach. Or what? He's going to get fired? No. Like, Penny, the only pressure Penny feels is the pressure that he accepted when he took this job, which is to finish the job that Larry Finch started and the task that they started and to bring a championship to Memphis. And that's the pressure he's under. And that's the pressure it certainly, he wants to win a title. He wants to go deep into the, you know, into the tournament. But this idea that there's some external pressure on Penny, there's not. And he's confident. And by the way, now he's got Rashid Wallace sitting next to him. He's got Larry Brown sitting next to him. The only thing that I thought was, the other two things that were striking was he did absolutely 100% clear say that Imani Bates is going to be his point guard. He did also say for now. He said we'll start that way. And, of course, you know, we've seen how those things have gone in the past sometimes.
Right. There's like seven other guys on the team that also were going to play point guard.
Yeah. Right. But here, I mean, he never said we are going to start. Once they got here, he never said, yeah, we're going to start with DJ Jeffries on the ball. You know, he never said that. He might have told him that while recruiting, but it was never his plan as the season started. Whereas here, it's clearly his plan is to put out Monty Bates on the ball. So that was interesting. Sort of confirmed what we've been hearing, but he was very blunt about that. And then the only thing that was ominous at all was he was asked about Earl Timberlake, and he said, oh, yeah, he's coming along great. He's anxious to get out on the floor. And I'm like, what? He's anxious to get on the floor? I thought he was on the floor. Like, so it wasn't 100% clear what he meant by that. But if you were under the impression that Earl Timberlake was full go on the floor, everything else, I thought his answer at least raised some questions about his status right now.
You know where those columns missed the mark that you were talking about, you know, Penny has the pressure to win now? They missed the mark because the truth is, even if Memphis underachieves, let's say that they make the NCAA tournament, but they get bounced in the first or second round by some underdog team.
Right.
If Amani Bates and Jalen Duren go in the top 10 or top 5 or whatever of the NBA draft, guess what's going to happen? Penny's going to turn around again and land the next group of guys that want to play for a former NBA player and that could set up. Yeah.
Literally, Dan Wolkin wrote a column saying, well, it's nice that Penny's getting James Wiseman, but now he's under the pressure to win. Last time, you know, he was under pressure to win last time, everyone said, because if it goes wrong, you're never going to get players like this again. Well, it went badly, and he's still got players like this. You know, obviously the name, image, and likeness stuff interceded in there, but this idea that if you don't win at all with this collection that you're doomed forever, I think Penny has kind of proven there's not much that stops Penny, you know? So, yeah, he'll probably reload again. And I guess the pressure on Willem now, Penny's really, really got to win now. It would be nice if he won at a high level, but I don't really think there's much pressure on him, I'll be honest. I mean, there's pressure in the sense that people will be expecting them to be good. And if you consider that pressure, then there's pressure on
him. Well, those kids have to go. They have to be drafted at least where they're projected to be drafted.
Yeah. Well, and
that's where the pressure
lies. In the end, they have to feel like they had a successful time at Memphis, right? Well, however you measure that, they have to feel like, you know what, this went well. So there is pressure on him to deliver for those kids. And I think you're right, you know, a lot of it's the draft, some of it's the nature of the experience, too. Like, do they feel like this was a great decision for them? If they do, it really doesn't matter, you're right. If they lose on the second weekend, or they lose, let's say, their second game, they get upset. I think you're right. As long as they go high, Penny might reload again. So I don't think there's a whole lot of pressure on him. But anyway, those were the things that struck me. When you said you thought he was good, was there anything else interesting that you thought he said?
I liked his answer to my question. I think it kind of cleared the air on some things. I think that we all knew but hadn't. It hadn't really been said out loud yet, which was that, you know, getting Larry Brown was kind of the key to getting Rasheed Wallace, and getting Jalen Duren was the key to getting Amani Bates. And that was almost unprompted, right? Like, how it all came together and how those pieces worked. And I asked him, like, at what point were you celebrating? And he kind of just said, I was celebrating all of it, but I kind of realized, you know, one piece meant the other, and then the next piece meant the other.
I thought the Jalen Duren thing, I thought, was particularly – that the Jalen Duren was once he got Jalen Duren, he felt very good about Amani Bates. And then it sort of stands to reason, because you know how for the last month we've been, is he going to get Amani Bates? Is he going to get Amani Bates? And all you heard was that Memphis is very confident they're getting Amani Bates. This reaffirms exactly what he said, that once they got Jalen Duren, yeah, they were going to get Amani Bates. And so that was the key to the whole thing, was the Jalen Duren thing. He also said that when he started talking to Amani Bates, and I think this is interesting about Penny, it wasn't even with the idea that he would come play at Memphis. It was the way that Penny, you know, helps, you know, whatever, Grimes. You know, it was the way he's helped lots of players, because just Penny is a player's guy, and you don't necessarily have to be a Memphis player for him to help you. And so he was talking to Amani Bates, because Amani Bates is a big wing who fancied himself a little bit more of a point guard, and so Penny was just sort of acting as a mentor to him. And then when it came, oh, it turns out that you can go to college because the new name, image, likeness stuff, that he had already formed a relationship with him that turned into, hey, well, then why don't you come to Memphis?
Yeah, and to me, it's also – like, it was interesting to hear him talk about the veterans, too. Like, about – because, you know, we have been saying, well, here we go again. Like, even the columns are saying, here we go again. Penny has expectations to win and win right now. But he was the first to point out, like, it's different this time because they have veterans on this team. It's not the team of old. They have veterans on this team So how do we place expectations? Do we like should we be holding back based on the way the first ones went? I don't think so. I think we should jump right in.
I think if you're going to fairly say what are the expectations right now, you look at, you know, they're as low as 19th. Seth Davis has them 19th, 17th, else some other places. They are 7th, but GP has them 7th. Borzello has them 7th. I think Jeff Goodman has them 7th, et cetera. So what should a team that comes in that range, let's say from 7 to 15, what are the reasonable expectations? Well, the reasonable expectations is that team should get to the Sweet 16, right? By definition, you're in the top. Pretty much almost everyone is going to have you in those top, you know, by 15, 16, whatever. So you should get to the Sweet 16. That's your basic expectation. And everything beyond then is, and all that's understanding that you could be tripped up beforehand or you could go deeper than that. But I think the expectation for this team to have, did they do what they were supposed to do, at least right now, looking at them, you know, as the season goes on, if they're destroying people, we may change their expectation. You may say, oh, my God, this team should be a Final Four team. But right now, given where they're ranked, given what we know, I think they should be a Sweet 16 team. Does that not seem reasonable to you?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Let's start with the NCAA tournament first, though. It's been too long. Like, just make it everybody expects that will happen. But let's start there. Like, that to me, you know, it's bonus if you get to the Sweet 16. Like, this team just
– But no one would say if this team gets to the NCAA tournament and loses in the first round, no one would say, hey, good job.
Sure, but also it's not going to have this massive impact on Penny in the future of the program. Like, Penny's still going to get guys.
No, but you said what are the expectations? And the expectations are not – you know, it's a minimal expectation to get to the NCAA tournament. That is not the expectation. The expectation is they absolutely have to do that. Not that is not the extent of the expectations for this team, I don't believe.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate having you on every single day.
It's always good to come on. I appreciate you you putting up with me.
I am QB2, just like Mitch Trubisky, you know? Just like
what do you think of the Mac Jones stuff? What do you think? Who did you like better? So there's three quarterbacks right now. Is it three Alabama quarterbacks?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
Alabama quarterback, I saw this stat, has won more than seven games as a starter in the NFL in forever. Okay?
Since Joe Namath, probably, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, of the three, when they were Alabama quarterbacks, who did you like best?
When they were Alabama quarterback, probably Tua. And still Tua in the NFL. Yes.
Okay.
That's who I like. That's not who I think is going to be the best.
No. That's who you – when you're at Alabama, it's who you like the best. That was my question.
Yes.
Now, my next question is, right now, if you were having a football – you started your own football team. It's called the Drew Hills. And you could have one of them be your starter. Who would it be?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I would take Mac Jones.
Is that just because you haven't seen him much in the NFL?
I just think he's so smart, and he knows where to go with the ball, and he doesn't hold it too long.
Over Tua.
I think he's going to have a better career
than Tua. Very clearly, Jalen Hurts last, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then next week, week one, when New England is playing Miami, who will you be rooting for?
Miami. Because,
why?
Because like I said, I'm a Tua guy first, and also I'm not a big Patriots fan. You know, they've had their fun. Like, I'm ready for the change.
Would you take any of the Alabama – you are a Bears fan above all. Would you take any of the Alabama quarterbacks and trade them for right now straight up for Justin Fields?
No.
You'd rather have Justin Fields than any of them?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe it's biased, but I just think he looks so good.
I'm glad you like your guy. I'm glad you like your guy.
I wouldn't do it. But I do think Mac Jones will have a good NFL career. Yep.
I hope not.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it.
I say that as a Bills fan. See you.
Okay, when we come back, we'll do a little bit of Grizzlies talk. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. 92.9
ESPN from Odyssey.
College football is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is making week one even more exciting. Right now, all customers get a risk-free bet on any week one game. That's right, place any week one bet and get a refund and site credit if you don't win. This is Gary Parrish, and FanDuel is where I play because there are so many different ways to bet. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have fast payoffs, and all of this is why FanDuel is America's top-rated sports book. It's time for you to get involved. So just open the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, please sign up with promo code Gary to also get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10 unless otherwise indicated. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's getting hot outside. The bugs are coming in, the ants are moving, the mosquitoes are biting, and the termites are flying. Are they rats in the attic? Is that bumps you hear? Is that scratching in the wall? Give us a call at 388-0852 for all your pest control needs as well as exclusion needs. Yes, I said exclusion. We can exclude those rats from your home. We can do the whole roof line. Give us a call today at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG Highway? We Gossett 2021 Kia Rio, $249 a month. You want 0% at $282 a month? We Gossett with 2021 Kia Forte. And all-weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos, $332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio ME 418-570-60 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 17.2. Forte ME 393-458-60 at 0%. MSRP 19.940. Seltos N724-99-48-66 at 1.9%. MSRP 23.910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
At Kroger, fresh groceries are our thing. So we check your delivery order for freshness at every step from farm to store and pick and pack every veggie in your free pickup order with care, because we treat your food the way we'd want ours to be treated. We're fresh every day, so shop anyway. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time to make this the summer event you've been waiting for at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. We Gossett all with 2021 Grand Cherokee El Dorado 4x4, $399 a month. 2021 Dodge Challenger XST, $398 a month. And 2021 Dodge Charger XST, $409 a month. Plus, get some serious performance in 2021 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4, $499 a month. And bring in your trade for top dollar and get a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat from Gossett. So drive past the rest, come for the best, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All must finance through Chrysler Challenger Charger, 75 months at 3.99 APR, all $49.99 down. Jeep Ram, 48-month lease, $10,000 per year, 25 cents excess mileage. Cherokee M8-16-1836, MSRP 44-235, Challenger MH-603-214, MSRP 32-505, Charger MH-602-256, MSRP 33-435, Ram MN-819-012, MSRP 59-110. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Church's has a deal made for you or all y'all. Choose your favorite tenders or classic style chicken and spicy or original with sides and biscuits for everyone. So swing by for Church's Feed 6 starting at $20 deals. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
So when the internet is how you do everything, your Wi-Fi needs to be able to handle anything. And with Xfinity Internet, you can get Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to power a house full of devices. So your homework, work, and streaming, consider it all done. It's faster Wi-Fi speed for all your online needs. Can your internet do that? Learn more about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity, Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig, and other fast speed options. You can get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 9/7/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 50 megabits per second internet, customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Jeff for joining us in the last segment. We'll have to keep this one quick, but we're going to talk a little bit of Grizzlies. Chris Harrington did a mailbag over at the Daily Memphian. All of his mailbags are just awesome. The guy is so deep in the weeds when it comes to Grizzlies stuff. He just knows pretty much everything that has to do with any sort of contract, potential move. Like, all that is just right up his alley. I thought his piece was awesome that he just put out. And it kind of aligns with what I was writing in my preseason setup piece earlier this week. I'm moving, so not going to be doing a lot of writing this week, but you know, I tried to include as much as possible. And one of those topics was Kyle Anderson and what the team could do with him. Chris at one point was asked, do you think that Kyle Anderson gets a long-term deal with the Grizzlies to stay here for a while? Because he is one of the guys I identified as, all right, you better watch this name at the trade deadline because he's the oldest player on the team now at this point. He's got a $9.9 million expiring contract, and he really, really fits the bill with players that could potentially get traded if the Grizzlies do indeed try to go for a big move or any sort of move that could set up an even bigger move or signing in the following summer. What do you think about that? I know you like Kyle Anderson.
I love Kyle Anderson. I just think that a guy like that helps you in so many different ways. Like, you know, in any just – he proved when he – because he was brought here to play with the old Grizzlies, Mike, Mark, Z, the grit grind Grizzlies. That's why he was brought here, right, to play that more slowed down style. And he showed that he can play different style. Because when Taylor Jenkins came in, he obviously dealt with a shoulder injury a little bit, but – Kyle proved that he can play that up and down style, and obviously his defense is just it's so important to this team. I like the idea of having a part of this team long term, especially for the right price. So I hope they don't move him. I'd like to have Kyle on this team going forward because I think he can fit like however you want to play.
Okay, now what about Tyus Jones? Because he's the guy I said.
Nah.
Look, if they move on from Tyus Jones. I like Tyus Jones as a player and as a guy.
I've
done some stories on him, and I think he's great. But the backup point guard market and free agencies, usually there's some guys available at a pretty affordable price.
Yeah,
he's got an $8 million expiring deal. If he's a guy you have to throw in a trade to make it work, I think you just move on.
Totally agree. I I love the guy, I love the player, but like
Ja's gonna take such a lion's share of minutes.
Exactly. Like, as long as Ja's healthy, that dude's playing a ton of minutes. If you get in a bind, like, you could put Kyle at the point for a second. Like, if let's say that, like, Ja misses, like, was to miss, like, three games in a row or something like that. I think you could figure it out. And again, they'll find somebody.
I would like to see Melton get some more minutes.
Of course. Me too. Yeah.
I know it didn't go well the first time around when they experimented with that. But
I think
he'd do better if he was given a second chance in that area. Yeah, you should go check out that story from Chris. It's great. He actually did a second follow-up podcast, a solo pod, without me, answering more questions from you guys on Twitter. So be sure you go read that stuff at the Daily Memphian. All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something happened to you. So you need life insurance, and you can get a policy right now via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. And they're temporarily waiving the medical exam to help customers during COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. So take advantage of that now and check the website, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Listen, you have your local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent, too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland, the other is in Covington. You can reach them at 867-SAVE. That's 867-7283, or online at rookinsurance.com.
The Delfield Company, a well-built brand, is growing. Delfield is currently hiring a maintenance team lead, production team leads called VSL, machine operators, forklift drivers, assemblers, refrigeration techs, and mechanical engineers. When you join our team, you'll have competitive wages, full medical, dental, and vision benefits, 401k with company match, paid vacation, holidays, tuition reimbursement, and career growth opportunities. Come be part of an industry that touches every life. Apply at careers.wellbuilt.com. That's careers at WELBILT.com. An equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Mid-South, are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
We're ready, Randy, with the best ride you'll ever drive. 2021 Kia Forte LXS. We Gossett at $249 a month. 2022 Kia Soul GT. It's ready to ride at $305 a month.
And Jeff Allen, I hear you've got American May 2022 Kia K5, now $379 a month, and every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
You heard the man, Jeff Allen. Don't miss the trade-up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
All $29.99 due at signing, all 72 months at 2.9 APR sold. N715-1544 MSRP 24200 K5 NG 103647 MSRP 28985 Forte LXS MSRP 20590 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through Kia on low APR. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
With BetMGM, anyone can capture that Grand Slam championship feeling. Step on the court with the King of Sportsbooks for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 wager on any player to win the big tournament in Queens, New York. If any player serves an ace, you'll win $100 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code BETNOW100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Sign up now and get access to BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, daily deals, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code BETNOW100 to win $100 in free bets if any player serves an ace in New York. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled two batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion.
and dressed up the labels to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis area retail stores. Mueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100 proof high rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis athletics.
Mid-South, the time is now to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. You want to ride with 41 MPG Highway? We Gossett 2021 Kia Rio 249 a month. You want 0% at 282 a month? We Gossett with 2021 Kia Forte. And all weather rugged 2022 Kia Seltos, 332 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Trade up and get top dollar at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio, ME418-570-60 at 0.9% APR. MSRP 17.2. Forte, ME393-458-60 at 0%. MSRP 19.940. Seltos, N724-99-48-66 at 1.9%. MSRP 23.910. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I'm just a puppet
here. If you want back for the final time today, big thanks to John Martin and Jeff Calkins for joining us earlier. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot. We learned Cam Newton is no longer a quarterback for the New England Patriots. Matt Jones will get the starting job. We also learned that Rasheed Wallace seemed really thrilled to be a part of the Tigers program. He had great energy today on his press conference. I thought all was well there. And Penny still wants all the smoke, baby. He's not willing to back off those expectations for his team. And I love it. I think you should just embrace the pressure of coaching a team that has two top five recruits. And hopefully we get to see a Sweet 16 like Jeff Calkins predicted.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Got a few big Major League Baseball games tonight. It's baseball up until this weekend. Although we do have a college football game tomorrow night.
UAB.
Maybe we'll make that the biggest game tomorrow. But tonight it's baseball. I got the Milwaukee Brewers, first place in the NL Central, at the San Francisco Giants, first place in the NL West. That's tonight, 8:30 on FS1. You also got the first place Braves at the LA Dodgers tonight, 9 o'clock on Valley Sports South.
What should I watch on TV?
It's HBO tonight because you have at 7 o'clock a great movie that was one of my favorites of the year, Godzilla vs. Kong, followed directly by a new episode of Hard Knocks with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'll be dialed in on Hard Knocks.
Are you going to watch Godzilla vs. Kong before?
Never seen it. I'm in the middle of moving, and I don't think that will fly. But look, my girlfriend knows when Hard Knocks is on, it's Hard Knocks.
It's Hard Knocks? Yeah. This should be a decent episode because they'll have like preseason action and whatnot, and those are always fun when they have the game at the end of the episode. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we'll get to see Dak. I mean, we'll get to see the cuts. That'll be next week.
Yep.
We might see a couple cuts.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
As I mentioned, Chris Harrington has a new Grizzly story over at the Daily Memphian, answering mailbag questions from you guys. He did a solo pod as well to answer some more questions. Jeff Calkins just filed a column over at the Daily Memphian about Penny's presser. And Steven Johnson wrote a story about Rasheed Wallace. There's so much stuff over there. You should definitely go check that out as soon as we get off the air.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully we can do a little bit of NFL and college football talk. That will be the storyline of the week leading up into
our first college football kickoff.
I'm so excited for it. Until then, we'll see you.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. and Odyssey Station.
So football season is almost here, and you can get ready with the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 NFL Edition brought to you by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network. Go in depth with dedicated shows for every NFL division, featuring local insights from Locked On and Odyssey insiders. You can get team-by-team updates heading into 2021, plus get our expert predictions on where each team will finish. Each show is going to feature NFL insider and former player Ross Tucker and celebrated football journalist Jason Lockenfora, and they're going to break down every single team in the league with 10-minute segments. You can get perspectives that would even make Bill Belichick blush with, again, the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 NFL Edition. Get local takes on each team from each conference throughout the league, plus get expert predictions on where each team's going to finish. It's all on Odyssey, your audio home for football, and you can download the Odyssey app today. A-U-D-A-C-Y, of course. Be sure to favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and be sure to check out the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 NFL Edition, brought to you again by Odyssey.
College football is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is making week one even more exciting. Right now, all customers, get a risk-free bet, one bet, anyone, and you get a refund in site credit if you do not win. No better place to bet college football than FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's be honest, this is a new thing, has been a new thing now, has brought a lot of excitement to watching college football, and no better place to do it than FanDuel. Right now, a risk-free bet up to $1,000 using promo code Calkins. You have to sign up with promo code Calkins. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10 unless otherwise indicated. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.